This is Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, and you are listening to Catholic Review Radio. Catholic Review Radio is a weekly radio program and podcast hosted by Catholic Review Media, the news operation of the Archdiocese of Baltimore. We are grateful to our Catholic partners for the opportunity to bring quality Catholic programming to our listeners each week.
Welcome to Catholic Review Radio. This is Chris Gunty of the Catholic Review, and today our guest will be Kevin Matthews, who has an interesting background and an even more interesting story about what he's doing today. Kevin Matthews is a legendary American radio personality, comedian, and writer, best known for his influential work in Chicago and Detroit throughout the 1980s, 90s, and early 2000s. He had a sharp wit and a gift for blending satire, character comedy, and music, and he became a household name, especially working at stations such as Detroit and Chicago. He was on one of the stations that I listened to when I was growing up, WLUP, The Loop in Chicago. So we're glad to have him here. But it's his story about his dedication to the Blessed Virgin Mary that brings us to our conversation today. So welcome to the show, Kevin.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks. You know, you have a new documentary out about your work here, and the documentary is called Broken Mary. It's going to be available October 7th, one night only, in a lot of theaters around the country,
right, via
Fathom Events. Talk to us a little bit about your early start. You had a tough childhood in some ways, but you also spent a lot of time in radio, as we said, in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s.
Right.
Talk to us a little bit about that background.
Well, again, you know, this story, this one night only documentary is coming to nearly 1,000 theaters in America. And it is Broken Mary. And I'll get to that. Broken Mary. What does that mean? The Kevin Matthews story. But what is interesting, it's not a story about me. It's a story about us. And to go right to the gut of everything, God sent me to a dumpster more than a decade ago, a dumpster where I find a statue of the Virgin Mary. And here it is a decade later, two books later, and now a movie. If you would have told me 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago, I would be taking a statue of the Virgin Mary with me on a little dolly and taking it around the America, and she would become world known, I would think you're high. And this is exactly what I'm doing. And this story is about us. We're all broken, but we're loved by God. And my past is in my first book called Broken Mary. And yeah, I grew up north of Detroit, and I had I look back at it, and I had a pretty tough childhood. My dad was an alcoholic, and I was in a war zone as a little kid. At that time, Vietnam was happening. I'm tiny. Race riots are happening. So I hear, all kinds of fighting outside my house, inside my house. I was born Catholic. And, I was so tiny. I would go at night. I'm about 4 or 5 years old. I literally cry myself to sleep wanting God to kill me so I could just go to heaven. And I look back at that now, and God never abandons us. And there's no question. He just had said, hang on there, little guy. And here I am. And it's an amazing story. I got married. I went to Chicago, and I had a great time with some colleagues. We transformed radio. We weren't shock jocks. We had 10 million people listening to us a week on the loop. And my morning show, Johnny Brandmeier, he's incredible. Another, again, Catholic, and he had a great mom, and he was just funny. Johnny just was a unique individual. And then I came on the air. I was unique. And then Steve Dahl, Gary Meyer, they came on the air. They were unique. If you remember Disco Demolition, that was Steve Dahl.
Yep.
And then we also had the Chicago Bulls with Michael Jordan. No one, you did not turn the station off. It was just 24/7, and we were the Rolling Stones of Chicago radio.
Yeah, I know. I grew up in Chicago, moved away in 85, so a little bit before you got there. But I listened to Jonathan Brandmeier. I listened to Stephen Gary coming home in my daily commute. I mean, I listened to those guys all the time. So that was, you know, kind of part of what I grew up with. One of the things that I found interesting about watching the documentary is that you talk a lot about brokenness, but you also talked about surrender. And that I found really interesting. I don't know if you remember the movie Bruce Almighty with Jim Carrey, but at one point, you know, he thinks that he's kind of taken over for God for a day and gets completely overwhelmed. And at one point he just says to God, "That's it. I surrender. I'm yours." And it changes the whole tone of the movie. From watching your documentary, it sounded like you went through a similar catalyst where you just said, "Okay, God, this is up to you." Is that what happened in your life?
Again, there's no such thing as a coincidence. Everything happens for a reason. God knows who we are before we're born. God exists. For those who don't think God exists, he exists. For those who say, "Well, if there's a God, why are people hungry? Why do kids die of cancer?" First of all, God does not give children cancer. God is a loving God. If it's not attached to love, then it's not God. And God will wake us up. He will never give up on us. No matter how, as long as we are here on earth, he will never give up on us. He will constantly remind you that he is here. He is here. And so I had a great life of radio, but everything comes to an end with technology and whatnot. And my kids are growing up. They go to college. And I thought, okay, I'm going to leave Chicago and I'm going to come back to Michigan where it all started. Cause I just, you know, it's time for a change. And I went back and I was working, but to try to sell our house, it took 4 years to sell our house because we hit the housing crash and I'm commuting back and forth. And then I'm diagnosed. A doctor's thought I had a brain tumor, but it was MS, a rare form of MS. So I'm still on the air. I'm commuting. I'm getting medical treatment. I'm imploding. I can't, I'm literally dying. And we got new management in. I just signed a 5-year contract. They wanted to see me in the office. They told me I'm fired. Just add it to the pile of mess that I'm in. And I just signed a contract. Sue us. And the next morning, I wake up and I hear a voice, the Holy Spirit, say, "Get your wife some flowers." I look up. There's a flower shop. I pull in. I get out of my car. I look over to my left. I see a dumpster. And then I can tell on the ground there is a statue of the Virgin Mary. Now, I am Catholic, but I'm a zombie Catholic. I'm not, God is not a priority. Church is not a priority. But I walk over and here's our Blessed Mother. She's in garbage, on the mud and weeds. And I'm like, this is not right. And that's when I heard Jesus Christ say to me, "Will you deny me? Will you deny my mother?" And I heard that and I went into the shop. The woman said, "Can I help you?" I said, "I want to buy this statue." "No, it's not for sale. It's a family heirloom." I hear the voice again. "Will you deny me? Will you deny my mother?" And for the first time in a long time, I close my eyes quickly and I pray, "Help me, God." And then what came out of my mouth next, I have no idea where it came from. I just said, "I will help the nuns that live out around here." She looks at me and she goes, "You're Kevin Matthews. I was listening. What happened to you? You got fired." And I talked to her and she let me take the statue. And again, I said, "I'll give money to nuns. I don't know of any nuns," but she lets me have the statue. And I'm starting to slowly go back to church. I'm attending St. Anthony's in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I call up Father Mark and I said, "I found this statue literally next to a dumpster. Where can I get her fixed?" He told me I took her out in the spring. The man said, oh, yeah, because she was broken at the waist in half. Her hands are missing. You know, she's a mess. And he goes, oh, I can put her all together. You won't even tell she's broken. And that's when I literally started to cry. And I said, no, don't touch her. Keep her broken. She's broken, Mary. She's me. Just keep her broken. And, you know, he said, fine. And we kept her hands broken. We just put her together. And I took her home. Father Mark blessed her. And here I am with a statue of the Virgin Mary in my dining room. I'm out of a job. And I start to slowly get back into media. I'm podcasting with Steve Dahl and his network. And this statue became my volleyball. If you saw Castaway with Tom Hanks. And
Wilson!
I would talk to Mary every morning, you know. And you know, the thing is, you know, Jesus left me with his mother, and she's going to clean me up. And I realized I had to get my knee replaced, and I had to quit smoking. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to be wheeled out of the hospital and smoke. I go, this is it. I got to quit smoking. And I was really serious. And so I said, okay, I'm going to go into the hospital. I'm not going to smoke anymore. Well, I think, okay, what triggers me smoking? Beer. I love beer. And so for 14 months, I read books. My life changed. I did not have a cigarette. I did not have any alcohol. I was easy on the coffee. And before you know it, it's 14 months, you know, without vices, without alcohol and tobacco. And I then got the urge, Mary is going to teach us the rosary. Now, I'm Catholic. I never said a rosary. I don't know how to say a rosary. I'm going to do a Lent. I'm going to celebrate doing the rosary every day. I had to Google on the beginning of Lent how to recite the rosary. And I get this little scratchy recording, a priest from Dublin, Ireland, and he's saying the rosary. I'm 4 days into the rosary, and I'm like, man, his voice is scratchy. I got a better voice. I could do one of these rosary things, and I could become a millionaire, you know. And I look back at it, and I have two rosary apps now that I've recorded, and they're heard worldwide, and they're heard for free. If anybody goes to my site, brokenmary.com, I have not become a millionaire on my rosary apps. And I laugh because, you know, it's an honor to do that. And here we are here, you know, and then I start speaking and I tell people, you know, we're all broken, but we're loved by God. I also told my church, if anybody needs this statue who's broken, take her. And she would go to hospice. She would go to emergency rooms. She has been and will be around the most broken.
That's a great place for us to take a break. And I want to talk some more about Broken Mary when we get back.
Okay.
We are talking with Kevin Matthews, a former radio DJ, and now the caretaker of Broken Mary. This is Chris Gunty, and you're listening to Catholic Review Radio.
Have a burning question about the Catholic Church? Curious about faith, traditions, current issues, or ways of deepening your spiritual life? Now's your chance to ask a bishop. Call in to Catholic Review Radio and leave a recording of yourself asking a question for our special guest, Baltimore Auxiliary Bishop Adam J. Parker. Whether it's about the sacraments, church teaching, or everyday faith, no question is too big or too small. Your question may be featured on an upcoming episode of Catholic Review Radio with Bishop Parker. Dial 443-263-0230 now to ask your question. Don't miss out. Your voice matters. Again, that's 443-263-0230. And be on the lookout for our special Ask a Bishop episode coming soon. Catholic news from the Archdiocese of Baltimore and around the world with the Catholic Review. Leaders in Catholic education expressed disappointment in the Trump administration's decision to end the U.S. Department of Education's National Blue Ribbon Schools program. Gregory Farno, Chancellor of Catholic Schools for the Archdiocese of Baltimore, called the Blue Ribbon Recognition the gold standard for honoring high-performing schools. He is hopeful that another similar type of national competition will emerge in the future. Last year, 5 Catholic schools in the Archdiocese of Baltimore were recognized with the Blue Ribbon Award. The 5 honorees were among 356 schools nationwide to receive the honor and represented 12% of all non-public schools recognized in the 2024 cohort. For more on this story, visit CatholicReview.org. The Jesuits USA East Province has completed 2 major solar energy projects in Maryland. Panels were installed at the Colombier Jesuit Community in Baltimore and at Loyola on the Potomac Retreat House in Southern Maryland. The systems will generate more than 520,000 kilowatt hours of clean electricity each year, eliminating more than 350 tons of carbon dioxide. For more on this story, visit CatholicReview.org. In Barcelona, the Tower of Jesus Christ is nearing completion at the Basilica of the Sagrada Familia. The central spire will rise more than 564 feet, making it the tallest Catholic church in the world. Designed by Antoni Gaudí, whose cause for sainthood is underway, the Sagrada Familia has been under construction since 1882. A UNESCO World Heritage Site, the Basilica faced numerous delays and challenges in its over 140-year construction, from the Spanish Civil War to the COVID-19 pandemic. While the main building is expected to be completed in 2026, coinciding with the 100th anniversary of Gaudí's death, work on statues and other areas of the Basilica is expected to continue until 2034. For more on this story, visit CatholicReview.org. From the newsroom of the Catholic Review, I'm George Matisek.
This is Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, and you are listening to Catholic Review Radio.
We're back on Catholic Review Radio talking with Kevin Matthews, former radio host and now the caretaker of Broken Mary, a statue of Mary that he picked up outside a dumpster. You know, you talked about that, the person at the flower shop saying, no, this is an heirloom. That's a terrible way to treat it, an heirloom. But it's interesting that you, when you took it to get it repaired, you kind of just barely made enough repairs to make it partially whole again. It reminds me of that that Japanese style of art where they take broken pottery, broken vases, and put it back together with gold lining to honor the brokenness, essentially. Right. And it sounds like that's what you're doing as you're going around and talking to people. There's one of the titles of Mary that Pope Francis was very fond of was Our Lady Undoer of Knots. And I heard what you're talking about is Our Lady of the Broken as a new way to think of Mary.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Chris, it's ironic that you mentioned that Japanese custom. John, the director of Broken Mary, this movie that comes out October 7th, he did a beautiful documentary on that tradition in Japan. In fact, I want to go back to Japan with John and talk to those folks. It is. We're all broken, but we're loved by God. And there's something, we are broken. We're broken with sin or broken with addictions. We're broken with physical, mental problems, but we're loved by God. And I did keep her. She's chipped and nothing happened to her face. Her face is completely beautiful. And I have been, you know, speaking, and I was speaking about 7 years ago out west. And a man by the name of Eric, who owns ODB Films, heard me speak. He came up, said, this could be a really interesting documentary, a film. Let's stay in touch. Would you like that? And I said, yes. And it's finally done. And we've been working on this for 6 years. People are going to be able to relate to it because the world is upside down. It always has been since Christ left. And even during the time of Christ when he walked this earth or before it. And this is a beautiful, I love doing what I do now. I made a covenant with God. And when you literally are on your knees making a covenant with God, that is, you can't break that. And you have to be very careful when you say, God, I want this covenant between us, please. And I said to God, let me, Jesus, let me please just be your shepherd dog. I'm old. I'm broken. I can't walk well. I'm filled with sin. I'm filled with bruises. I'm old. But let me be your shepherd dog. And any of your lambs that move from you, I'll move them back without biting or without barking. And that's what I do. I'm Mary's roadie. I literally am. I wait for the phone to ring. And, you know, I was this spring, I was in 5 states in 2 weeks. You know, I've toured all around. I know what I'm going to do now. The people that I've met were all, you know, this is amazing because God is choosing regular people to spread his gospels.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that impressed me in the documentary was a procession with Mary through the streets of Chicago.
Yeah.
And I know you've kind of done that procession a number of times.
No.
No, that was the only one?
Only once.
Oh, okay. Well, what struck me about that was that Mary was hoisted up on a beautiful platform of flowers and all this stuff, but she herself was in this brokenness. And yet there is a purity to her.
Right.
What was significant about that procession? How did people in the neighborhood react to that?
Well, that is, again, that could be another whole book, a whole documentary. That was nothing but a miracle. And I have Father Joshua Caswell from St. John Cantius Church to prove it. Everything about that walk from start to finish was a miracle. What we ended up doing is Father said, we took her from a dumpster to a bed of roses, walked a mile and a half down Chicago Avenue on a Friday night, all the way to the water tower. We sang Ave Maria. We recited the rosary. All we did was do this in honor of God with our Blessed Mother. And the Chicago Police Department, they came out. They held her. The fire department, they came out. You know, rescue people in Chicago or around the country right now, look at how police and fire and rescue people are treated. They're spit at. There's garbage throwing at them. And we had them take our Blessed Mother on this bed of roses. So she went from a dumpster to a bed of roses. Over 10,000 people showed up at this rally. People were coming in off the sidewalk and on the street singing Ave Maria. It was one of the most beautiful nights. And even Cardinal Supich in Chicago said to Father Josh after this, finally, we have some good news here in Chicago. And it was. And then everything broke loose. Mm-hmm. And that happened in 2009, and then the world exploded with, you know, rioting and fires and COVID, and it here we are. We're in the Valley of Tears, but there's hope. There's hope.
There is hope.
There's always hope. Go to him.
Yeah. If you want to see this movie, the movie is called Broken Mary, the Kevin Matthews story. And as Kevin has said, it's not so much about him as it is about us and about Mary.
Yeah, yeah.
The movie is going to be available for one night only on October 7th, brought to you by Fathom Entertainment. Check your local listings and you can find it. Movie's brought to you by ODB Films and Family Theater Productions. Family Theater are the folks who brought you Father Patrick Peyton and the family that prays together, stays together. Also, Wind Rider and Dynamic Catholic are part of this.
And Fathom.
Kevin, what do you hope people take away from this movie?
Well, if you go to this theater, you'll be attending this movie with God, Christ and Mary and the disciples and saints. I know it will relate to people because we're all broken. You know, you can leave your fears outside the door. You can go. And that's what I love about Christ. It's just like, you know, we have to repent, and repent means change, just change and change directions. Just stop for a minute and say, Jesus, I can't do this by myself. I have, you know, you've wrecked the car. It's okay to be broken. It's okay to be a mess. Jesus loves the broken. I mean, you can be the worst of the worst, and he still loves you. And eternity is a long time to be wrong.
That's right.
Remember, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one gets to my Father except through me. And when you, the nanosecond we die, we are in front of Jesus Christ. And will he know you or won't he? It's not a time to, you know, bring out your resume and bring your lawyer and say, hey, you know, this is, look what I did. No, he's either going to know you or he won't. And it just take time. That's the priority, is God.
And one of the best ways to get to Jesus is through Mary. And you've learned that.
Yeah, she's a beautiful, I love her, and she's cleaned me up, and I'll do anything to protect our blessed mother. Because Jesus, you know I'm here with your mom, and I got her back.
Good. Well, we have been talking today with Kevin Matthews, former radio host, and now featured in a documentary, Broken Mary, The Kevin Matthews Story, which is available in theaters for one night only, October 7th.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being with us today, Kevin.
God bless, Chris. Yeah, you stay close. And if anybody wants me to come and speak, or you can go to brokenmary.com and hear the rosary. I recite that. And Chris, I would love to meet you someday.
That'd be great. Thanks so much for being with us.
God bless you, buddy.
Bye-bye. This is Chris Gunty. You've been listening to Catholic Review Radio.
The Catholic Review is the only publication in the Archdiocese of Baltimore that covers the Catholic Church full-time. Pick up the monthly magazine at your parish or have it delivered to your home. Subscribe to our e-newsletter for twice-weekly updates. Just text CR Media to 84576. Follow the Catholic Review on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Read it today in print or online at CatholicReview.org. That's CatholicReview.org.
Tune in to Catholic Review Radio next week. Available on WMET 1160 AM and 103.1 FM. Also, WSJF 92.7 FM in the Sykesville area. And WVTO 92.7 FM in Baltimore City. Check us out on SoundCloud or your favorite podcast app.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Catholic Review Radio. As we prepare for the week ahead, let us do so in prayer together as one community of faith. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us also ask the blessing and intercession of our Blessed Mother as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May Almighty God bless us and keep us always in his love.